don't have it in the cars either, but I got to go to the drugstore today, and I'm waiting for the wife to get home so I can take a convertible over.
Wow. Without air, huh? Well, you know, I tell you, I have lived in this house for 35 years, and for the first 28, I didn't have air conditioning either. Oh, I had a couple of window air conditioning, but they were nothing like the central air I've got now. So how I managed those first years without, I don't know, Dan. I think I wouldn't be able to take it, to be honest with you.
People tell me that all the time. I just really don't like air. You walk out of the house, you're nice and comfortable, you walk out of the house, you want to puke. And when I worked with Kodak, it was like that. You walked out of the building and you were sick for a little while. You walked out the door, so I never got used to it, so don't need it. Over.
Understand. Well, yeah, if you can't take it, then you don't get it, so yeah. No. I know it's probably not for everybody, but hey, everybody, I think, does the best they can under the circumstances.
Well, generally, I can keep right on working in the heat. You know, now that I'm retired and old, I don't have to do that. If it gets hot, I can just sit down and not worry about things anymore. But I can remember a few years back, 92 degrees, I was putting a sidewalk in, and I was down to a pair of shorts, heat pads, and sneakers, and my shorts were held up with my suspenders. I came in later in the day, and Ron looks at me and she says, you know, you got a huge X on your back. And I'm like, what? She goes, your back's all sunburned except where your suspenders were. That was a good laugh, and not many more laughs out of that one. Over.
Oh, dear, I can only imagine. But you didn't even realize it had happened, huh?
Didn't have a clue until she saw it, and then when other people saw it, it was a great laugh all summer until it went away. But, yeah, I don't mind the heat at all. You know, I work, you know, heavy work outside most of the time in life, and you just get used to it. Roofing is what really takes for the roof for a few years, and you won't care anymore about heat because you're up there in 120-degree heat all day at the time of year.
Yeah, I can imagine what it would be like up there. Especially on days like today, up here. That's brutal. Oh, well. Yeah, I'm glad you're doing all right, and yeah, I hope you have a good day. I'll let you go. I'm getting ready to watch the news here coming up shortly. And like you, I will have to venture out for a short while later this afternoon, probably around, I'm guessing around 3 o'clock, right at the height of the heat. Aye. So listen, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. And take it easy out there working outside. Yeah, so be, and I forget your call. SQB-WBHKTX. Take care. All the best. I'll be clear after your final.
Okay, Billy, you have a great day. Enjoy the air conditioning. It's actually nice and cool under the umbrellas on my deck, but I'll say 73 for now, and I'll talk to you later. Over.
Hey, Dan, thanks. Have a good day. 73.
This is the MY1 US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.
Updated local information. Heat advisory.
This is the NY1 US All-Star Node. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.
KG2Q2ZG, listening. 82QZG, clear.
This is the NY1 US All-Star Node.